After decades of fire companies being left alone by Albany, there have been some legal changes, from requiring public budget sessions to allowing Denapoli's auditors to look at the books of fire companies. It's not unusual to find the treasurer, the person in charge of cash, keeping some. Most recently, the treasurer of a Steuben County fire company pleaded guilty to stealing $8,500 and faces significant jail time, as well as the requirement to pay back all of the money. 2 days earlier, another fire company treasurer admitted stealing nearly $6 million. Denapoli says the job carries temptations.
Sometimes it's very tempting if you're paying the bills for the fire company, then you pay your American Express bill as well. But we're seeing it happen time and again. People are getting caught. They're paying big penalties. Some people are going to jail. We're going to continue to be vigilant until the message gets out there. You should not be stealing from public resources. You should not be stealing taxpayer money. If you do, you're going to get caught.
Denapoli says in the last 6 years, his auditors and investigators have led to 140 arrests and $37 million in restitution. The comptroller says more and more fire companies are coming to his office to ask for training on how they should be keeping their books and watching the money. He says it has to continue because there is turnover in the staffs of fire companies, and he wants to make sure everyone knows the rules. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.